live from the only city in the United States that matters. It's New York, and it's Pork Chatter. My name is your host, as usual, Sarantia. I think I might have broke my finger on a live stream last night. My finger hurts real bad.
Are you serious?
Yeah, because when I went in the kitchen, I fell. I didn't fall on the ground, but I tripped, like, into the cabinet.
Okay.
So I think I fucked up. I don't think it's swollen, but it hurts. With me is my co-host, Asterios Cocaine Nose.
Hey, say hi. That's not my name, but hi. How would a porg fix their wing if their wing got hurt?
I think they just die.
Like, what?
They're birds. How would the fuck would they fix their wing?
I don't know. I would hope that they'd go up to Chewbacca and ask Chewbacca to tape it with like some sort of spanner or gyro wrench.
Tape it with the spanner?
No, use like a small spanner to act as a brace, and then use some sort of like engineering tape to tape the wing up, and then the spanner would keep it in place until the wing got healed.
Apply a splint is the term you're looking
That's
for.
That's not very futuristic at all.
You're right. Taping spanners to wings is a much more futuristic way to describe what we're talking about.
Hyper spanners, specifically.
Sirius, say hello. What have you been up to this week?
What? Honestly, not much. Just going to work. I'm really, really happy. Something that the audience might not know about is, okay, for our anniversary, for like our first year anniversary, my plan was to buy Sarantia a huge Kirby doll. So I went down to the Nintendo store, and of course they were all sold out. So I was like, can I maybe get her like five smaller Kirbys, and then that's okay? And it's like, no, that's not okay.
I don't know what I would do with five small Kirbys, to be fair.
No, look, it was a bad idea, and I apologize. So instead, I text Sarantia. I'm like, do you want me to get you this, like, King Dedede? I could get you, like, Kirby with a mallet, Kirby with a this, Kirby with that. And instead, Sarantia goes,
why don't you buy me a knockoff Chinese porg off of eBay instead?
That's exactly right. And I said, and I don't know how to do that, so I Venmo'd her money to buy her own anniversary present.
Very romantic.
For me.
I like it. Do we think that thing is a Chinese knockoff?
You would know. I swear to God, I don't know how you do the things you do. Sarantia is always like buying anime stuff from like weird anime vendors. And the other night she won like 10 eBay auctions in a row all at once. I don't know how you do the things you do, but you do them.
Listen, I'm just throwing it out there for anybody that's looking for official pork merch but can't find good one, which I think is fine to buy the knockoffs, because Disney, if you want us to not buy the knockoffs, well then provide us with some better goddamn pork merchandise.
Have we ever talked about that on air? I don't think we have. You, Sarantia, and look, I'm just a guest. I'm sorry to kind of be...
No, go ahead. Talk.
Bullish.
Give me more.
I'm a little bit intoxicated, but like, no joke, Sarantia is very disappointed with the quality of the official pork merchandise. I took her to a Build-A-Bear workshop, and Build-A-Bear was like advertising a thing where they're like, get your own pork, stuff it, put the heart in it, make a wish, instead of a Build-A-Bear, it's a pork. And like, we go there, and we're like, we see these porgs, and Sarantia's like, this is terrible.
They're fucking keychains. They didn't even have the stuffed pork. Maybe they were sold out. I don't think they were, though, because they had literally on the window, Build-A-Bear workshop, we have porgs.
Yes.
And I walk in, and what do they have? They have stuffed keychains.
Yeah.
Which I don't like keychains to begin with. Mm-hmm. I think they're shitty, and they're a shitty gift to bring back for somebody, for like a souvenir. Mm-hmm. But why would you ever, as an adult, attach a stuffed animal to your keychain? You need to, it doesn't make any sense, because I keep my keys in my pocket. If you got this, got, and this is not an insignificant stuffed animal. This thing is like 2 inches long. You can't keep that in your pocket. It's going to look like you got a wad of bills in your pocket, and you're going to get fucking robbed because you have a porg on your keychain.
And it's going to get like covered in pocket lint. And look, if a porg snuck into Ray's pocket and like got like Jedi pocket lint, that would be something. But it's like, well, that's not my pocket. Like, my pocket is full of gross. Sometimes I have McNuggets in my pockets.
How many?
Six.
What percentage of the time do you have McNuggets in your pockets?
Okay, ask me if I have them in my pockets right now.
Do you have McNuggets in your pocket right now?
No, but this is kind of a weird day for me.
Does it make you uncomfortable when you don't have McNuggets in your pocket?
I need them. They're like my little friend.
Your little safety nuggets. They're your emotional support nuggets.
There used to be nugget characters. Like, during the 80s, when Sarantia was dead or something, like, there were 6 McNuggets, and they would all hang out and have adventures in commercials.
Dude, that's disgusting. I hate those McDonald's mascots. When I was in high school, my first job I ever had was at a McDonald's. And at one point, they tried to introduce a character. Those McDonald's characters creep me the fuck out. And perhaps it's because when I was working there, they had this big, like, unveiling day where we all had to come in for, like, a special meeting when the store was, not when the store was closed, because the store never closed, but even if you weren't on shift, you had to, like, come in, and it was at, like, 7 o'clock on a Friday, so nobody could use the I have school excuse either. Or they were like, oh, we're unveiling this character, and I forget the fucking name of it. It was, like, a Happy Meal box, but it was made in the worst CGI, like 1999 CGI, and it had, I'm looking this up now.
I'll take it from here. Because while you worked at McDonald's, I mentally lived there. And there was a time during the 2000s when the McDonald's Corporation decided that the Happy Meal box themselves would be characters. Forget Birdie, forget Grimace, forget Ronald. Like, they were Minion-esque, happy, sentient Happy Meal boxes. And you know how the Happy Meal holder is like a little arch? Those were its eyes. And it would just run around going like, bah, 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 bah.
It's called Happy. And no, I will keep my ad blocker on, actually, CNBC.
God damn you. You don't have enough money, CNBC?
Yeah, fuck you. At least it's not like one of those websites where they force you to turn it off or you can't view the page. That infuriates me. I will find another source for news if I see that.
But okay, please continue.
McDonald's unveiled a new mascot today. It's called Happy, but so far the reactions have been anything but. And I remember seeing this thing in the store at the McDonald's that I work at saying, that is the most horrifying fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. And the manager looks at me like I'm the goddamn idiot and says, oh, he's very popular in Europe. So if there's any European listeners of Pork Chat, I don't know what kind of drugs you're on, but this thing is awful. It's awful. I would urge everyone in the audience to look up Happy the Happy Meal Box mascot because it looks like something I see in my nightmares.
And what's even worse is there wasn't just one.
No, it was like a whole fucking brigade of them.
They were like commercials were featured like a horde of these things. These weird, and like they had like big tongues and big mouths.
It had teeth.
Yes, it did!
Why does it have teeth?
I don't want to eat anything that has teeth.
Yeah, anyways, I recommend looking that up and then telling McDonald's to go fuck themselves. I can't believe they're still using it. I think they're still using it, too. No,
they are still using it, but it has faded significantly into the background. It is the Happy Meal is no longer the tip of the spear, so to speak. It's just kind of, it's a thing. Interestingly, so, the McDonald's that Sarantia worked at, through sheer luck, I was a regular visitor to.
Really?
When I lived in Los Angeles. Yes, because do you mind if we talk like about the geography of
it? No, go ahead.
Okay. Sarantia worked at a McDonald's in North Hollywood with her friend who is now a super pot-smoking model. Like, the hottest, pot-smokinest model in Hollywood.
She's in Punta Cana right now, actually.
Wait, where's she?
With her boyfriend, Sean. She's in Punta Cana. Punta Cana. I think it's in Mexico. I'm pretty sure it's in Mexico.
Okay. Is her boyfriend going to end up crying like last time they went to Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Last time her fucking boyfriend went to Mexico, I don't know how. This statistic blows my mind. She told me that he spent $5,000 in Mexico. Ever been to Mexico?
You can become the president of Mexico for $5,000.
You can probably buy a house.
Anyway, so I lived in North Hollywood for a very long time. When I first moved to LA in 2004, I lived in North Hollywood. I lived in North Hollywood from like 2004 to 2007. I lived right on the corner of Backman and Magnolia, right across the street from the NoHo Diner, the North Hollywood Diner. I eventually moved in with a girl named Megan, and then we broke up, and then I moved back to North Hollywood. And so I would end up super goddamn high at the North Hollywood McDonald's a lot.
Well, you'd fit right in because everybody that worked there was super goddamn high too, except for me. I don't do drugs.
You don't?
No, I haven't. You know that.
I guess that. Well, I mean, but when you were a kid, like, you didn't smoke pot as a teen?
Not nearly as much as, like, I went into there not having ever done drugs, and then I became friends with this girl who only did drugs.
Yeah, see, that's what I, like, look, it would amaze me if, like, once or twice you wouldn't get in the car with her and get high.
Oh, no, that's what she would do every break, and I wouldn't join her sometimes.
That's pretty awesome. Sarancha does not do any drugs, which is difficult for me, because all I want to do is drugs all the time. All I want is like a big bag of weed around. But I'm kind of like, well, it's no fun to just be high alone. And like, Sarancha is just like, who's this stumbling asshole I've been dating for a year and a half?
Who's more annoying, high people or drunk people?
Oh, drunk people, absolutely. Because here's what a high person will do. They'll just sit in a single spot for 7 hours.
Yeah, you're right.
A drunk person, sometimes they've got that drunk energy, and they just gotta go destroy. Like, they want to fuck something or ruin something.
It's like a graph, and on the x-axis.
Y's rise. So the x-axis.
On the x-axis, you got amount of liquor consumed.
Yep.
And on the y-axis, it's energy level.
Yep.
And I would say it's like a parabola. Like, because if you just drink, maybe this is just my experience, but when I only have a little bit to drink, I'm like, oh, I'm tired and my head hurts and I want to go to bed.
Yep.
But then if you have way too much to drink, then you're passing out. But when you hit that sweet spot right in the middle of the parabola, which is, for me, I think is like 3 or 4 drinks, then you can go forever. You're talking up a storm. You're running around acting like an asshole.
It's my friend Dick Masterson has described this like exact zone.
Oh, really?
Of perfectly drunk. And it's kind of like Shangri-La. Like, you can only access it sometimes. It's elusive and rare. But when you
it's like a wormhole that you have to find.
It's like a wormhole you have to find. It's like the ancient land of Brigadoon. However you set foot on this mythical and fleeting land, when you're there, it's always a fun adventure.
I've only ever hit it drinking wine. I know exactly what you're talking about, but for me, I think it's not the quantity of liquor that matters, but it's what I'm drinking.
Because I keep like beer and we get whiskey. So like, wine makes you more fun? Because I'll go buy 9 bottles of wine right now if we can go have wine in advance. And I'm not, look, this is not to say that you're not fun normally. I'm not trying to throw shade here. Like, I don't like, you know that, like, I hate sarcastic humor. Like, I don't like it when people bust on each other. It seems forced and weird. I'll go buy, like, 9 bottles of wine right now if, like, that's the kind of drunk that'll get you into a fight with another girl.
Wine drunk is a thing. No, liquor is what gets me into fights with other people. That's not fun drunk. Wine drunk is an actual thing. I encourage everyone listening to Google wine drunk. Look it up on Urban Dictionary because, dude, I don't know. It's something with women, and I think it might only be women, but when you're drunk on wine, you are, like, I would see this all the time when I had roommates. I used to live with this girl named Morgan, and the one day we just decided at the end of finals, when I was in college, we were gonna just get blasted off our ass on champagne.
Nice.
For some reason.
Nice.
And she was like weird. She was in like weird mode. Like, she was like calling her boyfriend and telling her how much she loved her. And she was like, let's go out. Let's just go wander around and talk to him. I'm like, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Champagne. I've noticed that with chicks. There is something about champagne that unlocks like a secret princess program in girls where they're just like, let's have fun. Let's go and have fun and go, let's go to a party. Let's go dancing. Let's have fun. Whereas like, you give a girl whiskey or beer and she's kind of like, okay, I gotta lie down.
Yeah, beer just makes me sleepy.
Yeah.
Liquor makes me aggressive, which I don't like. Wait. But wine makes me fun. Wine makes me happy. Like, if I fell while too drunk on wine, I would probably sit there and laugh for like 5 minutes instead of get pissed off.
Absolutely. All right. After we're done recording this, we got to go buy a big bottle of champagne.
Okay.
From that one liquor store around the corner that sold me that bottle of Seagram's that was covered in dust.
Oh, yeah.
Because I think they probably have the cheapest champagne in town.
They absolutely do. They had to restock their Seagram's, I noticed. They wouldn't let me use your credit card.
What?
When I was there. Because I'm standing there. I go up to the counter, and the woman's standing there, and her boss is like standing behind her, leering at her. I guess this might have been her first day, or she was on notice or something. He's leering at her. She says, I pick out, of course, the cheapest bottle of whiskey there, and I hand her your credit card, and she says, do you have, and the guy is, and she's about to ring it up, and yeah. I'm thinking I'm in the clear, but the guy's like, ID, ID, and she's like, oh, do you have your ID? And I'm thinking, okay, they just want to check my age. I give it to her, and she's like sitting there comparing it to the credit card, and she's like, is this your credit card? And I'm like, no, that's my boyfriend's credit card. And she gets all angry and aggressive at me, and the owner's like, I'm suddenly on trial out here. He's like, oh, yeah, oh, did you take this for somebody? I'm like, no. And he's like, well, we have people coming in here that are taking credit cards from 16-year-olds and buying them liquor. I'm like, what 16-year-old has an American Express? What 16-year-old has a credit score that would qualify them for this credit card that I'm trying to buy $25 whiskey with?
Wow. We gotta go there. Okay, that's it. This week, we're legally changing your name to Asterios Kokonos.
Hell yeah.
So, A, I can have the most solipsistic kisses ever. But B, I can't believe... Wait, this show's pork chatter.
Yeah, we got a pork topic, believe it or not. How far deep into we this? Like 15 minutes?
I have no... I'm not getting up. I can't go look at the thing.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. So, do you have your phone today?
Yes, I got my phone right here.
We're discussing on pork chatter today some... videos, a series of videos, might you say, that I've been seeing flowing around on Twitter, and I would love to hear your opinion on these, because I don't want to poison the well. I know you already know how I feel about them, but I want the audience to experience this in real time. So I would like everyone who's listening to this to park your car if you're driving, first of all, and head on to the Twitter page at Addicted to Porgs.
Yes. I immediately started following at Addicted to Porgs. I love them. They have 4,000 followers, and I feel like that's nearly enough. They are friends with the at Porkstrong Twitter account, which I also follow.
Yes.
It's $SAPPorg, which is a reference to ASAP Rocky. And I only say that for people who are my age. The only reason I know who ASAP Rocky is I one time had to look up, I Googled popular musicians for a comedy sketch, and ASAP Rocky came up.
Really?
Yeah, because he was on the Billboard charts at the time, and I was like, now I know this forever. ASAP Rocky, yeah, I'm cool. ASAP Rocky, love the music of ASAP Rocky. It's like I don't know one ASAP Rocky song.
I don't think I could name one if you paid me right now. Whatever. So Addicted to Porgs has been posting a series of GIFs on between March 10th to March 14th. They're not GIFs, they're more like videos. Usually quality content, but Asterios, can you please describe the video that you're looking at?
Okay, I'm watching Porgs Dancing to Bad by Michael Jackson, and let me turn this up and see if I can get some sound on this.
There's a whole series. You could see the Porgs dance to Michael Jackson. You could see him dance to Britney Spears.
Okay, all right. I will say that these Porgs are doing very good dance moves. Like, I like the way these porgs are dancing. I think they're very cute. But I'm seeing an issue right away, which is that they have, like, very snowy tops. And I wonder, like, is this, like, a different breed of porg from a different part of that planet that has Octo? Like, because these porgs are unrecognizable to me.
I really very much dislike... I very much dislike these GIFs.
Yeah.
I don't like them. I think, you know, now that you say that, I am just now noticing that the tops of their heads are white.
Yeah.
And maybe that is heavily contributing. It looks like it was very poorly rendered, which is weird because the animation is smoother than hell.
Yeah, the dance moves are great.
It looks like it's fluid.
Yes.
It's one of the best, most, it's bizarre. It's like if you had Roblox characters dancing, but somehow the dancing was good. It makes me uncomfortable.
All right, let me watch the Porgs. I have another video up here, which is Porgs dancing to How Will I Know by Whitney Houston. So let me see if these moves are any different.
It's just, they're all the same thing. It's just the audio swapped out.
Okay. I mean, I'm seeing a row of five Porgs dancing, and I genuinely have to say, no, these, okay, like, I don't know if, these dance moves are great. I kind of like How Will I Know the best. This is a video that was posted 3 days ago, and of course we are recording this as of Saturday, March 17th. I don't know why they didn't just pick the classic Porg design to do this. I feel like they wanted to make the Porgs their own in a way, and what I want to see on Twitter is the Porg design I know and love dancing.
I think I've realized something about the feathers on the head that upsets me. It's like, you ever see a dog or a cat when they're angry, they like do that thing where they hunch themselves up and they try to like make their fur look bigger so they can look larger at whatever they're growling or scratching at. This kind of reminds me of that. Because look at their feathers on the top of their head. They're kind of like sticking off of their head.
Yeah.
Which on the classic Porg design, we all know, lie flat.
Yes, you're absolutely right. These are kind of like pompa porgs. Porgs with pompadours. Which I wouldn't necessarily mind if the feather color was the color of the porg that we have in the other room that I bought you for your anniversary.
It looks... I really think it's just the feathers on the head that are upsetting me so much about this.
I know. I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry about this. Because this is one of those, I feel like, and again, look, we're not here to talk crap about Addicted to Porgs. I like the work they're doing at Addicted to Porgs. Thank you for following me back. $AP Porg. Thank you again for following me back. Thank you for following my girlfriend. We're both huge fans. Take this in the spirit that of constructive criticism.
I don't think they made the GIF or the video.
Really?
Yeah, because it says animation by Julian Lead.
Okay, hold on. Let's find Julian Lead right now.
Yeah, find him and let's go bitch him.
All right, hold on. Julian, how do you spell Lead?
J-U-L. Oh, wait, hang on. I gotta replay it.
J-U-L.
Man, I gotta watch the whole thing again.
L-E-E-D?
Wait. L-E-U-P-O-L-D. Leupold.
Okay, that's not Lead at all. L-E-U... P-O-L-D, Julian Leopold, okay, all right, there's two Julian Leopolds on Twitter. One is an incredibly attractive man with an 8-pack.
Oh, I hope it's him.
I'm guessing it's not him. And one is a PR consultant in Deutschland. All right, I'm going to follow her. She actually looks pretty good, too. Goddamn, Europe, you really got it going on. All right, neither of these Twitter accounts seem particularly pork-centric, but... Julian Leopold, if you're out there, can you please just change the design to, like, the regular pork we like? We're not looking for you to, like, express your creativity and, like, show us your take on the porgs. Make the porgs that Disney made. Those are the porgs we like.
Right, I don't like change or mixing anything up, so don't mix up something that's already perfect.
Nerds don't like... Here's what nerds like. Slow, incremental change that builds upon the things we've already seen. For example, in Star Trek The Next Generation, seasons 1 and 2 had one kind of uniform. In season 3, they weren't all of a sudden wearing Snuggies. It was just a very slight evolution to the uniform.
It's like that game. Have you ever played Democracy?
No.
Democracy 3.
No.
It's this game where I think you would really, really get addicted to it.
Okay.
I might show it to you. I might not to protect you.
Much like Addicted to Porgs.
It's a game where you pretend to be like the president. And you have all these different, like, categories. And what it lets you do is you have pretty much unfettered control of the entire, like, the army, the social programs. And you have to appease all these different groups. I always end up getting assassinated. But if you go in and you...
Why do they kill you every time?
Let me tell you. Because I always go in and it's, like, set at, like, if you're playing under America, it's at, like, gun control is, like... Access to every gun ever, just no background checks. And then you can do the sliding scale and change it. And then if you change it all the way to completely banned, then
someone kills you?
No, then your crime rate drops overnight, but then it's like, you get all these messages like, we've received immediate credible threats from the NRA that they're planning an assassinate or something.
This game sounds great. This game sounds like it aligns with my political values.
It's really fun. And if you like, there's other things too. Like you can cut off social parole. Like you could end welfare. You can go the other way if you want.
Okay.
But
maximum welfare, minimum guns. Asterios Kokonos.
You can.
Okay. R.I.P.
That's what gets you shot during the parade.
Do I have to go to these parades?
It's, sometimes you just open the game and it'll be a pop-up like, an assassination attempt was made on you that was blocked by your first aid. Please, for the love of God, consider appeasing the MRA.
Oh my God, I love this game!
It's a lot of fun. But, no, that's how you get, that's what I was mentioning, is the way you don't get murdered is you have to slowly, like, introduce change.
Yes, yes.
It's like one of them is science funding. The way that, and if you increase all the science funding, then the religious groups, the number of people in the religious groups slowly wanes, and then you could, like, make abortions everywhere, and there's only, like, three people that get upset with you.
Got it. Can I ask my scientists to make, like, some sort of, like, fun abortion candy bar where, like, they take it and it's just, like, chock full of morning after pills. But it tastes so great that, like, dudes want it too. And everyone's just eating this candy bar. Okay, forget the abortion part of this for a second.
Yeah, I was gonna say, do you think that the morning after pill is an abortion pill?
Well, isn't it?
No.
Doesn't the morning after pill cause an immediate shedding of the uterine lining, which therefore causes the body to expel any of the sperm or fertilized ovum that may be within the walls of the uterine lining?
I don't think I don't know how what mechanism it works by, but it's not the same pill that they give you like if you go to the abortion clinic.
Oh, no, of course not. Yes, granted. But RU486, what it does is it causes an immediate period.
Oh, I didn't know that. Interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like your vagina's eject button. So, like, so you go down to the, all right, so, like, let's say you have sex with some dude, and he's like, surprise, I stealthed you, which is terrible.
But explain to the audience what that is.
Okay, actually, you explain to the audience what that is. I'm a little drunk. I'm probably going to say it in the crassest way possible.
No, let's just move on from
moving
the stuff.
Let's say there was an oopsie, because that happened to me once. One time, like, I was with this girl and the condom fell off.
How do you not notice that immediately?
You just, because when you're a dude, you're just kind of like trying to, there's a lot going.
I think you stealthed somebody.
I did not stealth anybody. This was 2004. There was no such thing as stealthing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody ever did that before there was a term for it, I'm sure.
God damn it. It wasn't a meme then. There weren't articles on Barstool Sports.
I'm sure there weren't shitheads doing that anyway.
Okay. Moving on. So, look, when you're a boy, it's kind of like Mission Control. There are a lot of knobs and levers and switches and buttons that you gotta push to get to launch. You gotta, like, do stuff in the north, stuff in the south. You have to be communicating certain things that trigger certain things with it. Like,
getting... You gotta be tapping on the head.
You gotta be tapping on the... Getting a girl to where she needs to be happy is like the ultimate game of operation. It's very much like this democracy game you're talking about. It's very complex. And so while you're
there, you can't just jump in there and bite the clit.
Oh God! Someone just crashed their car hearing you say that.
No, I told them to pull over. You can't sue me for this. I told you to pull over. I did not say start the car again. Simon didn't say put the key back in the ignition.
I've never heard anything. Can we end this episode? I've never heard anything more disgusting than the thing you just said. Sriracha! What? Where did you get this from? What? Are you on the dark web all the time? Where does this come from?
Yeah, I'm on the dark web. You can find me on the dark web.
Oh, God.
Open up your Tor browser. Do people still use that?
I don't know. Can we end the episode now?
No, because now I kind of want to talk about the dark web.
Okay.
You ever been on, like, an actual website? Because you gotta have the specific address.
I've never downloaded the Total Onion routing protocol and have never gone to weird 900 number IPs. No, I've never been on the dark web, Sriracha.
I didn't ask you if you bought a hitman. I'm just asking if you paid a visit.
Why would I go to the dark web if I wasn't looking for trouble? It's not called the light web.
The dark web, or the onion browser, I think was invented. Not invented, but I found out about it, I think, my first year of college. And I downloaded it just to sniff around a little bit. And that's when the Silk Road was still up.
Yes.
And I got on, and I checked out the Silk Road. And then I was like, well, how do you know you're getting a good you're going to get drugs shipped to you?
Yeah,
and
exactly, not if you,
a police might... officer shipped to you.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, these are your Bitcoins. Like, and granted, at the time, Bitcoins weren't worth what they're worth now. Actually, maybe they are worth what they're worth now. Because Bitcoins,
who the fuck knows?
I don't know. But the only reason I can think of to go into the dark web for me would be to just buy a big box of weed. But it's like, but I know a guy who drives weed over to my house.
Yeah, no, I sniffed around a little bit, and then I was like, this is dumb. And then I shut it down and never went on again.
Okay. Dark web sriracha, huh?
Yeah, you can find me on the dark web. If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably on the dark web.
Okay, Sriracha, please. I have to throw up. The thing you said, I'm not kidding, was very upsetting. I've been drinking oatmeal apple cider this entire podcast. My stomach's very upset. Can you please wrap this up?
All right, this has been Pork Chatter with Minimum Pork Talk.
Look, it's not our fault. Well, I mean, it kind of is. We're the only people you could possibly blame.
This has been Alcoholism Cast with...
Thank you so much for listening. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/Asterios. Eventually, Pork Chatter will get its own RSS feed and its own website and all that. I mean,
it's
right?
Up on SoundCloud.
It's up on... Tell people.
The SoundCloud is... Oh, shit, I don't remember my SoundCloud.
Way to have a call to action, Sriracha.
Oh, shit.
Way to go. She knows how to get to the dark web and buy a hitman, but she doesn't know how to promote her own podcast.
I don't think there's any hitman. I think that's greatly over-exaggerated.
Okay, look, I don't know. All I know is that these Lifetime movies of the week pretty scary.
Profile. User. Yeah, you know what? Just search for Pork Chatter on SoundCloud. You'll find it.
Yeah. And thank you guys so much, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye. Can't wait to listen to that.
That was 35.